Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a changing of the guard at Boston City Hall as senior advisor for public safety Rufus Falk steps down and is replaced by his friend Isaac Yablo. Falk was appointed to the position in 2018 by Marty Walsh, and for an exit interview of sorts, he joins me now. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Falk.
Well, thank you for having me.
How did the issues of public safety change in Boston while you were in this position?
So we saw a weird dynamic. Traditionally, a lot of the violence that was sort of gang-centric was led by some of the older traditional gangs. What we've sort of seen now is that a lot of this violence has been more centered around social media interactions and oftentimes interpersonal conflicts versus this really big group dynamics.
How has the city adjusted to those changes?
It's forced us to be more innovative. The approach is now sort of definitely built on trying to make sure that we are not only working with the individuals impacted, but have a holistic approach that we're also working with entire families and communities, recognizing that trauma is real. It has only been exacerbated with the pandemic.
It must be really frustrating and emotional, right? Because we've had incidents of kids bringing guns to school. There was a bag of bullets found in one school, fights in schools, a string of high-profile shootings. Some of them were in broad daylight and near schools. You have a young daughter yourself, and you come from a similar place. How are you feeling?
So it's incredibly heart-wrenching. Just for me, I started doing this work summer 2004. I was 22 years old, and I'm 41. And to be honest with you, no matter how much progress that you make, every incident where there's a loss of life or there's a shooting can bring you right back to the first incident that you remember, either as a service provider or as a kid growing up. So yeah, it's tremendously draining work, but it's also can be fulfilling. But I think for me, I just recognize that I think it's time for me to try to find impact another way.
Overall, violence in the city is declining, but it also disproportionately affects communities of color. And you know, people can have the feeling that violence goes unaddressed because it's happening in communities of color. What do you say when people say that?
I think both things can be true. The reality is that the numbers are going down. But if you live on Humboldt Avenue, like I lived for so many years, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like you're on a sort of constant cycle of violence. So we have to do something as a city of Boston to make sure that the experiences of young people in the city is not determined by the sort of zip code you live under.
I was talking to these kids in Mattapan the other day, and they feel like they just see guns everywhere, and they just wish someone would take away all the guns. Has that changed the flow of guns into the city, where it's coming from, how many guns are in the city?
We're seeing guns with high-capacity magazines. These were things that we weren't seeing in the 90s or in the early 2000s. There are things like ghost guns where folks are putting the components of guns together and then creating their own guns. Some of the guns that they are confiscating are guns that have the potential to inflict a whole lot of damage.
Isaac Yablo is a friend of yours and a mentee. What are your hopes for his tenure?
I think we'll see the greatest change if we are really focused on those communities most directly impacted. And we know who those communities are. They've been the same communities have been impacted for the last 30 years. As long as they continue to do that, they will continue to be effective in this work.
Outgoing Senior Advisor for Public Safety, Rufus Falk, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Rubai. I appreciate you taking the time.